How are you doing? Amen. Let us rise to our feet and begin to rejoice in the Lord. Very happy to be here this morning. Are you happy to be here? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and mercy. Father, be with us and forgive us, Father, for our sins of omissions and commission. And God, help us today to worship and praise you. Oh, thou great King of kings. Oh, let us, Father, give us, Father, Lord, all the best that we can give you. Help us to give you all the best we can give you today as we come into your holy presence, as we come into your majestic presence, oh God. Let us just admire you. Let us worship you. Let us praise you. Let us say thank you, Lord. Father, help me as I bring this message, Father, this teaching, and help your children, help us all, help them open their heart, Father, to the word. We commit all to your hands, Father, in Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. All right, so I'll do, you may be seated for a while, I'll do something today, different. So I'm going to start, the Lord has put on my heart, as I started this message, to start with that prayer from Brother Branham. Are you ready, guys? Let's go.
Good morning, friends. Let us remain standing just a moment. Dear God, as we in this hustle and bustle of life have paused for these next few moments or hour, whatever it may be that thou hast provided for us, to give praise and glory to thee, to preach thy word, to know thee better. That's why we have gathered this morning. We thank thee, God, because that there is people who are ready and have prepared themselves to come listen, regardless of the conditions and the time and that we live in, they still believe. And we thank thee for them. God, we are grateful to thee for thy great healing power, the promises of thy word. How our hearts burn when we hear these testimonies. All kinds of afflictions that's been brought upon the sons of man. Thou and thy grace and power with thy promise has healed them. And they're here testifying, giving praise to God. We thank thee for this. And now may we today hear the message that thou hast provided for us for this hour. As we read in thy word, may you give to us the context of that which we read. Let thy will be done in all things, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, so let us raise to our feet to read the word. I'm about to start something, and not something new, a new series. Amen. I told you last time as I was leaving to pray for me. It's a very daunting task, and that's why I want to make sure I start with the prophet. I start with the pillar of fire in our midst, because I'll solely, entirely depend on him to be successful in doing what I have to do. All right, so... So the title of my series, and I don't know when it will finish. Maybe I may never finish it until the rapture. All right, the title is A Walk Through God's Divine Word, the Bible. A Walk Through God's Divine Word, the Bible. All right, this is I won't even need to name 1, 2, 3. We go as I add a subtitle. All right, let's start from St. Luke 24. St. Luke 24. And from verse 25 to 27, St. Luke 24, from 25. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken? Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now let's go to 44, verse 44 of the same chapter. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Amen. Now, we read one more, and you see that I have more scriptures. Let's go to John 8:32. St. John 8:32. St. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You may be seated. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Is everything okay back there, technicians? All right, thank you. I'm going to read one more, Daniel, all right? Daniel 12. Daniel 12. Daniel 12, starting from verse 8. Daniel 12, 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall the end of these things? What shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Amen. And now let's go to let's go to the 11. Let's go to 11. 11:32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. May the Lord add a reading, a blessing to a reading of the word. Like I said, I'm going to do something. I'm totally dependent on the Lord. So shalom to all of you, and welcome back. I'm very happy to be back. And as I announced at the end of July, when I was leaving for the service, I told you that the Lord has put on my heart to start this series that I entitled A Walk Through God's Divine Word, the Bible. As you can see, is this something I'm doing? All right, I can use that. Hello? Okay. So as you can see, like I said, this is a very heavy, daunting task. But I'm diving into it not by my strength or my human achievement or by my own knowledge, but by his spirit and his grace. As I said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you may ask me, well, Brother Chow, do you want to take on such a daunting task? Why don't you make life easier for yourself?
Well, like I said, I'm only depending on him. He's my teacher, he's my guide, and he's my all. And when he puts something in your heart for his kingdom, it's not you. And you know, I was studying Elijah, the story of Elijah, and it's just amazing what God did with Elijah. We don't know most of the time half what God did with Elijah. Just to show him, when I ask you to do something for me, I'll be there for you. There's nothing you're going to do about it. And that's why you see God used the spirit of Elijah more 5 times. All right? So, this morning, I want to just set the stage for what may seem as a long, never-ending series. So pray for me. I need your help. I need your prayers. It's going to be a challenging task. All right? Yesterday, I was in Acton, Virginia, and listened to Brother Tim Pruitt preach a powerful message. And I was very happy because many of the things he was talking about, I have them in my notes. So I'm like, you know, I say, God, thank you. Because when you want to do something, you always want to make sure that you are not doing a service for God without it being the will of God. And as any minister can tell you, if you really love the Lord and you want to make sure that you are in his will, and Brother Branham also has gone through that, you think, God, is this really you? So God, I think God knows that I'll go through that stage, that phase. So yesterday, Brother Tim Pro was preaching, and almost many of the things that I would talk to him were just going by from beginning to end. I say, oh, thank you, Lord. I say, thank you, Jesus. It's like the Lord made me go. I was supposed to go Friday, but I didn't go. I went Saturday. He didn't preach Friday, but he preached Saturday. And went there, then I realized, yes, God wants to confirm you have the go for green light. Like the Jews say, Kadima, move forward by his grace and his strength. Amen? So, but he was saying, the Bible days are here. And we cannot have the Bible days without Bible doctrine. Amen? So, and as the Bible teaches us in Ephesians 4, 11 to 16, it says, he gave some apostle and some prophet and some evangelist and some pastors and teachers. What for? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for edifying of the body of Christ. Amen? Why? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. See what God wants for us? Till we all in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of the knowledge of the Son of God. Just knowledge for anything else. Till we come unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen? That we henceforth, look what he says here. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen? We are going to leave Christ as for the pages of history. And he sent us a prophet to do just that. And we want to make sure that the message lives on in its truth. Amen? Even from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase in the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen? Man, that's a powerful scripture. The Bible is just rich. Amen? So in 2012, when I began ministering in Pennsylvania, in May, sometime there, May, the Lord revealed something to me to be very careful about a word starting with the letter D. Anybody know? Guess what that is? You see, that's why you see, we men, we all think about the big stuff. Some of you say, oh, the big is doctrine. Oh, it could be divine. All that, right? Because those are things you pay attention to. But where we are not paying attention, that's where God wants you to pay attention. The letter start with D is the letter distraction. Amen? You say, wow. I don't know if I said that, dear everybody, you think about a lot of stuff. If I say in French, that was the French, oh, I mean Dieu. Dieu means God. That letter D. Amen? But God said, no, you pay careful attention to the word of distraction. So I began to study a lot of word distraction. And through 2012 until now, if there's any word I pay a lot of attention to, and my children can tell you that, is that word distraction. And as we go, all right, I'll tell you a little bit more. You can see why. So we love the Lord dearly. We all do. We love the Lord dearly. Amen. But we can get distracted easily in so many ways by so many things. Now, in 1985, when I came to the message, I will listen one of the tape that I listened to a lot. That's the only one we have then back in Ivory Coast. So we keep listening to it over and over. At one point, I can tell you, I can like preach that message along with Brother Branham. The church in this condition. And in there, Brother Branham says something that probably went over, but that's what God wanted me to go back to 1985 and pick that up and say, that's what it is. Now, the first time ever the devil got us, it was through that word distraction. And you tell Brother Child, give us proof. And I'll go to that message. All right? You go back to that message. The church and its condition. The first time the devil got us, it was through distraction. It worked. And then when the devil realized that something worked, he will use it until the children of God will get over it. But for some reason, that worked for the devil, and the children of God never got over that. When the devil used something that doesn't work, say, okay, and now I'll change strategy. But there's one strategy that works for the devil all the time. All the time. Distraction. Amen? It worked for him. Right, now, let's see here why I say that. The first time the devil got us, it was through distraction, and it worked, and he realized, wow, this was easier than he thought. Say, wait a minute. That man, God, created. He called it Adam. And he gave him a helper spouse called Eve. They're supposed to focus all their attention to that Jehovah God, Elohim, the maker of heaven and earth. And it took just a little distraction to get them off track. Wow, this is easier than I thought. Amen? Now, let's go to the message, the church in this condition. Paragraph 71. You know, the first sin started of a person turning aside for a minute. Church in this condition. Did you know that? The Bible said so. if turned aside just a moment to hear what Satan had to say. And he painted a picture so pretty to her till she actually thought it was the truth. And she listened to him. Amen? And the only thing, the devil wants you to do is just turn aside for a few minutes. Amen? He can paint a picture, say, now you look here, you know brother, you know sister, if they were the right kind of people, you wouldn't do this. If they just did this right here, you know. He can make it so real to you until it becomes a real truth. And that's why we have problem in the message. Amen? He can make it so real to you until it becomes a real truth. That's right. But remember, it's the devil. The church, and that's from the church and its competition. Amen? So, I'm laying the basis for the series. So, as in Romans 11:29 says, gift and calling are without repentance. So in every one of us, okay, I'm just laying down the thing. We'll be talking a lot about that. In every one of us, God has instilled or imparted into a gift in every one of us. And the gift that God imparted in you, like this, that he's part of him. The part of that light that God put in you when he sent you here is for only one sole purpose. And the sole purpose of that is to glorify his majestic name. Nothing else. If you find anything else, then you miss the target. Amen? It's to glorify his majestic name. Now, when a man or woman takes God's gift for personal glory, he or she will never be happy. He may seem to have success in what he's doing, but the measure of what you human being we call success, but that person will never be happy. Amen? And Brother Bram said in conference, until you come back to serve God's purpose, you'll be a miserable person. And that will happen to Moses. Moses, he tried, right? At first, I'm a military general. I'm going to kill that guy, and maybe that's what I would do. But that's what he's personal, right? That's what I'm going to do. But that didn't work. He ran to the desert. For 40 years, he was just a miserable man in the desert until Moses came to realize the purpose for which God has brought me onto this earth. He read the purpose why he has to go in that river, the purpose why Pharaoh's daughter has to be there at that exactly that time and pick him up, and they call him Moshe. From the water. When he began to realize that, then everything changed. The whole picture changed for Moses. And that's why every one of us, God has put this gift, this light in us, and is our duty by prayer, by everything that we do, every one of us, by whatever we do in this earth, it's say, God, the only reason why you make me get up this morning, and I look at myself, living cells. I can touch my head. I can walk. It's not for me to just come to church. It's not for me to just walk. It's not for me to just eat. Amen. I'm sorry. I can get emotional when I get to this point. Pray for me. But the only reason why you get up, you see yourself, you open your eyes, you can see, is for no other reason. It's not to go to work, but it's to glorify his name. Because all the glory belongs to him. But through the distraction, that Satan has succeeded. Oh, I got to go to work. I have bills to pay. I got to go this. I got to go to church because, you know, if I don't go to church, I'm lost. It's a distraction. So you come here to church. You're more religious. You come here because if I don't do that, I'm lost. I'm in a message because, you know what I say, I'm going to rapture. Distraction. I mean, you're going to religious spirit. Oh, I mean, we're a group of special people. We are going to rapture. We are saved. You are lost. But that's not it. It's just part of it. Amen? And that's why it becomes a lot of religious spirit. A lot of this. Do's and don'ts. Do's and don'ts. And we miss really the purpose. All that is part of the distraction I'm going to talk about. Distraction that comes in something in your life. Our life. My life. We don't realize the distraction. Amen? Remember, Abraham preached a message doing a God's service without being God's will, right? All right, now. So why am I saying this? It's just to help you understand, you know, as we go through the Bible, then we'll be talking about so many things. And also, I also wanted to, before I go, the Lord put on my heart to say this. It's just something you got to understand about ministers and different ministries. Amen? Now, you heard, I think two Sundays ago, Brother Burley made a statement. I'm very happy he made that statement. And I'm just paraphrasing him. He said that he used to preach like on many things. But as he grew in the ministry, he realized that he was more successful with youth and family matters. Amen? Okay. So, you may see some ministers, their message constantly are tailored around a certain topic. No matter what they do, they can run from the North Pole to the South Pole, but if you look carefully, the message all kinds, if you go from the North Pole to the South Pole, you have all kinds of vegetation. You go from desert, you name it, tundras, and name it, polar bears, name it. But if you look, they were all centered. If you look carefully, it's all centered around that. Amen? Now, and people in the congregation may begin sometimes to compare them to others. But why is he always preaching that? But look at this brother, so-and-so, preaches this thing. Amen? God, all right? Doing that is very carnal and ungodly. Oh, you know what? This brother came here, he preached such a mock, powerful service. Oh, this one. Oh, you begin to compare. We are insulting God. It's very ungodly and it's very carnal. Amen? We are insulting God's intelligence. Amen? Now, God anoints everyone to do just what they were meant to do. And if you notice, it can start manifesting early in their lives. And this part here, I want to help direct this a little bit to the young people. Don't think that it's only one day when God calls you that you're going to begin to preach or you're going to begin to minister. From the day God gave you to your mom and dad, the day you came to earth, he breathed that life, you begin to cry, begin to glorify his name. Amen? From that point on, as for young people, many young people I want you to, I didn't realize this until a long time when God began to make me look at my itinerary personally, my life as I'm trying to draw closer to him. And I wish I knew that I would have been a better Christian, but God just wanted just that way. God always wants you to have something to compare yourself to. so that you bypass the self-righteousness. Say, I did it, I did it. God make you go through things that when you come to realize this, oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I was lost, but now I'm fine. I was blind, but now I can see. Amen? So young people, you see, from that very time when I was talking about that, God put that in you, that anointing is in you. And like I said, you can have some that will go to like speech competition. There is a great speech. So wow, they win. But if you look carefully, that's what never, never, never given to you to glorify anything is to glorify God. Maybe that's a minister in preparation. You can have some that would just like to read, study, re-understanding. That's never, never given to you to just say, you know what? I'm going to be the best researcher. I'm going to be the best scientist. I'm going to be the best. No. It's given to you so that one day when God opened those eyes, amen, when finally you can go into the pool of Siloam and wash the clay and recover your spiritual eyesight, and you can see, now I can see, what is that for? All this that God gave me, it's for me to begin to sign, God, what am I supposed to do? What's mine? Amen? So young people, remember that. When you see something begin to develop your good in that, you begin to ask God, God, this thing you're giving me, I know it's for you. How do you want me to use it? Pray every day, asking, pray. You can begin a very talented doing something. And you say, God, but this time you gave me, I know. The only reason why I wake up this morning is to glorify your name. So this talent today you're giving me, what is that for? I mean, you can make you a very friendly person. What is that for? God, I want you to project your anointing through this of mine. Maybe I'm a billboard. And maybe all what God brought you here to do is to just be that billboard. It could be for just one person. You can live your whole life, maybe go to 80, 100. But maybe God raised you before the foundation of the world that maybe one person somewhere in the market somewhere see you walking by, didn't they say anything? And that's your mission. Amen? So young people, as you're growing and God begin to put, you pray so that God may increase that. God may increase that in you so you'll be able to use that for his glory later. Me, when I was in West Africa, I grew up in very, very, very poor condition. But God wanted it that way. But one thing, I love to research things. I want to find out a reason of things. But why? My relation to things, why it has to be that? Amen? But for me, I'm like, oh, I'm a good researcher. I love research. I love mathematics. I love physics. And if you see me all the time, I'm with books. Obviously, I didn't have any other distraction. I was not like the rich kid can do. So each time you see me at midnight, I always have a physics book in my hand. A book or something. So, but later when God began to open my eyes, wash the clay, say, you know what, this here is for his glory. You got to read. You got to study my word. You got to listen to the message. You got to study. So all that, all of a sudden I flip it. All this research capacity, I want to do research, I flip it, I want to understand. And God begin to make you understand. The reason why, one of the things, you want to understand the reason of things. That, the gift I give to understand who I am. Then I know that my mission is really to understand what's the relationship with God, that paternity. You see, I may not be able to preach a message that will bring thousands of people to the altar. Maybe that's not what he's anointing me for. Another minister may come here and preach 1, 2, 3 words, the altar is full. Amen? That's what I'm saying, as we move with God, we have to understand. So we have to understand how he works. You never compare ministers or ministries. Amen? So you see that many of the things And sometimes you may find that I'm doing a lot of repetition. But like I said, all what my thing will turn around, it turn around by understanding that paternity relationship. Amen? It's not a question about being church, doing all that, but it's a question about knowing who he is. What does he want me to do? Why? Why did he make me to get up this morning for? What does he want me to do? So that we all come to the perfect and be like him. That's what Jesus said. Be ye therefore perfect. I'm just saying this paragraph to help the young people. So as you're growing through school, whatever you do, whatever research, whatever job you do, you pay attention to the way God have your pattern in life. He pay attention to your desires. The minute you know that desire begin to go somewhere else, amen, then you say, oh, now I see it. The minute you begin to see that your desires are begin to go to somewhere else, then you say, no, this gift that God gave me, that desire will never glorify God. And that's why you move back. And you pray that God help you. Amen? Now, as I said, all right, once you realize who you are, you turn all your understanding to him. All right? So, what we are going to do through the walk through the Bible, obviously, we are not going to study verse by verse. Obviously, there are certain chapters we do that. Like, for instance, I may spend the whole service just on Genesis 1:1. And you say, bro, Marcel, what is it about Genesis 1:1? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Why would you spend a service? I may spend one service or two even on that. I say, bro, Marcel, why? But you can see how bro, I'm going to that. You begin to stress how Abraham talk about Genesis 1:1. And then you take it from Genesis to the end. It all by come to there. Almighty God, El Shaddai. Amen? So we're going to, we are not, like I said, we are not going to go into verse by verse, but as we move from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, we are going to have a walk through God's green pastures, explore and admire his majestic handiworks. Amen? We are going, and that's what Brother Abraham did. You can see how Brother Abraham go to the mountains. Brother Abraham said that he can't even get up seeing a tree without praising God. He can't see it without praise. You see, that's how the prophet was doing for us. To admire the majestic handiworks of God. To admire the wonders of God creation that we all are. Amen? So, we are going to walk through God's green pasture and explore and admire his majestic handiworks. We are going to worship and praise him for who he is. El Shaddai, Jehovah God Almighty, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, the great physician. Amen? Jehovah Nissi, the one who fights for our battles for us. Jehovah Shalom, make you whole who you are. Amen? Jehovah Shammah, he's there with you. Jehovah Sikenu, he's your righteousness. It's nothing that you've done. But it's all what is the Jehovah Rohi, the shepherd, the great shepherd who guides us through life. Amen? So we're going to go through all that. Amen? We are going to lift Christ out of the pages of history. The living God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. We will study who we really are. Not by anything that I can say, not by anything that I can do, but through the message, through the revealed word, through the Bible, and through the written and the revealed word, make it live again in our lives. Amen? All right? We will study who we really are, what's our purpose on earth. Over time, in the message, we have become more religious and more vested in doing things right than doing the right thing. Do you hear what I said? We have vested more time in doing things right than doing the right thing. Now, young people say, what are you talking about? Is it in the word? No. All right? Doing things right That is legalism, religious, Ken spirit. I'm wearing long dress. I have long hair. I do this. I do that. That's doing things right. I go to church. I pay my tithes. I'm there. That's doing things right. Amen? Most Christian, and I can bring them to the message believer, remain at juvenile stage without growing to maturity. And all we do is throw quotes here and there. Brother Bram said this. Brother Bram said that. That doing things right. Amen? But Brother Bram said a seed must lay under the sun to ripen, mature, and go from green to gold stage. Doing the right thing, and I'll end here, my time is almost over. Doing the right thing, that is Christian. Mature sons and daughters of God, born again, filled the Holy Ghost. His spirit, the same spirit of God, that in the beginning moved over the face of the waters and said, let there be light. That same spirit move over you and now and prophesy through Ezekiel 37, 1 to 10, Malachi 4, 5 to 6, Joel 2, 25, St. Luke 17, 30, Revelation 10, 7, and many other scripture, and cause his breath to come to enter into you. And today the dry bones that you once were are now a living, exceeding great army. I believe. Amen. So that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing, the right thing. Amen. It's good to do things right. I'm not saying no. All right? So I believe we are going to have great times. I will try by his grace to share some Hebrew. There will be nothing new or strange, all from the written and revealed word of God. All right? Now, today we have frightening things that happen in the world and in the message of the hour. Next week, I'll try by the grace of God, all right, to continue setting the stage, back it up with Brother Brown message, and some Bible, all right? So, we have come to the end of our time. Pray for me. So, that's where we are going. We're going to have a nice ride in the Word. Amen? And by the grace of God, I know we will do it. But remember, so yeah, young people, remember, when you go to school, the school starting, the first day you set your foot and say, God, why am I here? A teacher is there, give you a lesson. God, what do I gain that to glorify your name? Why am I sitting here? I tell you, you do that, you'll see. When I go through physics today, when I look back, physics is all about the glory of God. I look to study the distance between the, one thing I love, trajectory, the attraction between the different, but how you call it, different, what you call it, the earth, the sun, the moon, and all that. The stars. But today, so when I became a Christian, begin to read all that, I begin to understand who put them in position. That physics law begin to tell me. Amen? And when you hear Brother Bram talk about Einstein, he went there and came back. You begin to understand why. So young people, I'm ending here. You go to school. Everything that is being taught to you, don't just think that it's something for you to become a rich person on earth, to become a star, to become wealthy. But God, whatever I'm learning today is for the glory. God, teach me today. Let me see in that something I can use to glorify your name. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Father God, help us, Lord. We need you. Lord, you said in your word that those who will know their God will be strong and do exploit. Father God, we come to you humbly and we pray that may you help us. Give us grace. Renew your mercies towards us every morning. May your loving kindness guide us. That Father, we may know who we are. We may know who you are. We may know the purpose. Understand the purpose that you send us here on earth for. That is to glorify you, to worship you, and to praise you. We thank you, Father, for this day. Lord, thank you for giving the opportunity to get up and see a brand new day. Let us praise you in the service coming. Let us worship you, give you all that we have. Bless the service, bless the minister, bless everything. May all be done to glorify your majestic holy name. We pray and ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.